Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Alfredette North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am so fulfilled. We had a beautiful fair here, a Body, Mind, Spirit fair at Unity of Roanoke Valley this weekend. It was spectacular.
That's wonderful. That's what we like to
see. We had 70 practitioners there. I mean, amazing food, music. The energy was delightful. And I'm a little tired, but you know what? It's a good tired.
Yeah, that'd be...
And you were journeying from Florida to Ohio. How did that go for you?
Ah, the crazy crack. Standard par for the course, don't travel on weekends.
I hear you.
It makes for a colorful transition. So, and you know what? The most popular flower is blooming right now. Orange Bariolas. They're all over the highway.
Wow.
Yeah, there's not a state that's not fixing their streets.
Wow. Well, I think it's good because the moon's exalted in Taurus right now. I think we're both coming in for a soft landing from some very ambitious activities. Italy.
That would be nice. A soft landing's always nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I like the Taurus moon. You know, I'm being a lunar module. I like it being exalted in Taurus. I feel a little bit more grounded. And it was an Aries all weekend, which I actually liked that energy because it really kept me going. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's like, oh, I need to lay down. I can do that.
We
so
get
tonight,
do that.
We don't have an awful lot going on in the heavens, really. I mean, we do have the sun, you know, in square to Neptune. And we have the moon in square to Mars, you know. So there's some challenges I think that people are meeting right now that are personal, and that's okay. But there's not like an overload of energy that I can see here. And we still have the beautiful trine between Jupiter and Neptune, which you and I both love. So that's great.
No sustaining itself.
Yeah. Now I was looking at the new moon, and I have to tell you, it really is a little bit creepy.
Why
now, you've been on the road, so you might not have
creepy.
Had a chance to look at it, huh?
Why do you call it creepy?
Well, it just seems a little creepy to me because when I looked at it and I saw the sun and the moon both by wide orb and square to Neptune, I'm thinking this is going to feel like a Mercury retrograde, even though we don't have a Mercury retrograde right now.
Interesting. Well, it could. I agree with you. It really could. And again, my interesting part of this is that sun and moon on the new moon are in conjunct Pluto. And
yes. The
way I describe an in conjunction is it's kind of like a computer because you have to finesse it a little. You have to have a little bit more knowledge about the situation, and you have to take the right steps to be able to get the end result. And so with both the sun and moon in conjunct with Pluto and Capricorn, you know, people may really have some knee-jerk reactions. But if asked more questions, if delved into things more, they're going to get that answer. Again, working that system and keeping figuring out instead of throwing it away and saying it's all wrong. But by working it step by step, especially with the Gemini energy, giving it that plan A and plan B, by working it and working it, you can succeed. So I like that with the new moon, even though it may challenge you, and I hear you on the eeriness. There's a little bit of, you know, serious heaviness to this one. But I also think by taking up the challenge, you can really do that, because on that same day, Venus goes into Leo, and that I will power and that benefactor of that Venus effect really coming into a great power like Leo, I think can really help us push that situation through creatively.
Well, I have a little bit of a different take on that, because I see Venus moving into square with Uranus in that seventh house in the lunation chart on the eastern seaboard, and I'm thinking to myself, there's going to be surprises in relationships coming through here, okay? They could be an elopement. They could be like, see ya.
Yeah?
Because of Uranus. And then when I looked at the inconjunction between the lights and Pluto, you know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I have to tell you what I saw. When people say to me, why do mosquitoes exist? You know, looking at the rules and regulations, the things are in place, what in heaven's name is going on here? This serves no purpose. It's the weird thing that goes through my head when I look at these things.
It's a great thing, you know, because it does, and I'll agree, it forms a T-square with Uranus and with Mars, because Venus will be in a wide orb, but still enough of an orb for me with personal planets to really make that T-square happen. And Mars on that day is conjunct the South Node. And with that, you know, I can see those knee-jerk reactions. But I can also see that people are readdressing old issues from the past. So maybe this is some, you know, maybe this is a good time for people to clean things up or clarify what they're doing. And I think both in a positive way and a negative way, you know, whether it's making a commitment or breaking a commitment, I think this really gives some defining lines of understanding. I did this before. Did I take the right steps before? And can I take the right steps now? Okay. So, I, you know, in some ways, even though I still agree, you know, with the T-square, the inconjunctions, the squares to the Sun and Neptune, it's a little heavy of a chart for me.
And you know what the weird thing is? Think about it. Venus is sitting dead on my Sun.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking 2 minutes.
It would make it a little heavier for you than the average person.
Or better.
You know, and here again, I will say this about it. The ascendant at that time of that new moon is Libra. So the tone of all of this is rebalance. And to bring things back into focus and bring things back into balance. And the part of fortune is conjunct that, which I just so love, that we have that advantage with the Arabic part sitting there to really say, yeah, this rebalancing is for your benefit.
Well, I'm born in 1953, and I can tell you my Saturn and Neptune are combust right on the ascendant part of fortune in this chart in trine to the lights. So I know I'm going to be saved.
See? And that's the point. It's all good.
I know.
It's all good.
You know, I have to watch myself because I am the eternal optimist. So I want to get a balanced view. So I say, okay, well, this is a little creepy, but this is really good. I like
it
the whole picture.
Yeah, the bigger picture, you know, you start seeing those advantages. You start seeing the secondary end of this of, yeah, this is good. It is liberating. It's good. It may not be fun, but it's good.
I'll just do the dance knowing I might miss a step. I'll be fine.
Yeah. And here we can miss certain details, which will still be okay. That's not a bad thing. As long as you get the whole, it's all good.
I agree. Well, we have a couple people on hold. Maybe we should take a caller and see what we can do for them tonight.
How about we do that?
All righty then. Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Namaste. It's Lolita from Georgia.
Hey, Lolita. How are you?
I'm feeling peachy keen. How's it going, gal?
Great.
Great.
Awesome. I was wanting to know what this transit, the new moon, what it kind of impacted me on, if it's possible, find out what aspect of my life.
You're born in Chicago, right?
Uh-huh.
And now you're, what city in Georgia? Just remind me. I can't remember.
Sure. No, it's fine. It's Marietta.
Oh, I know. I love Marietta. We talk about that every time you call. I should remember that by now. Okay.
Wow. You know what I am going to say about this? Because the Neptune-Jupiter trine that we've been talking about, goes from your part of fortune to your moon. Okay, there's a lot of activity. Don't get me wrong. I'm just picking one good piece out of this because you're probably going to feel some intensity coming up here. You know, things may be a little bit more stressful than what you like because, I mean, there's lots to pick from, whether it's sun conjunct, your sun conjunct Saturn or the sun moon conjunction on your Saturn. There's lots of things, but I'm going to tell you the bottom line is that beautiful Neptune trine is really dream your dream, really delve into that deep emotional Scorpio moon that you have and believe
in
it.
Okay. Will do.
Because it can happen. Don't let the frustrations go. No, I have, am the magician. I have that power. Because that Scorpio moon is intense and can recreate things. And with Jupiter sitting right on top of it, it's really empowering it, okay? And with that Neptune, it's saying believe. Just believe it. No matter what obstacles you see, believe it. Because I can say there are some challenges here. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, both of the lights are in perfect trine to Uranus in our sixth house of work and service to the public. I love that. And so that is great. But I think with Jupiter retrograde sitting on your moon, if there's some gifts that you have spiritually that you had wanted to develop, but things kind of took you away, your life got busy and all that, with that Jupiter retrograde there, if you have some of that quiet time at the end of the day, go pick up the book or look at your own notes or your own journaling. It's a nice time for inner reflection for your inner child.
Yep, I do that every day, and I'm actually going back to coaching. And I have someone helping me open up my gifts, so we've been doing coaching for the last 2 weeks, so it's interesting that you're seeing that. And we go back next
and
week.
And it could
again.
Go crazy viral. I mean, really.
Okay.
Uranus is amazing as far as those epiphanies. And it's an exact double trine. By degree, almost by minute.
Okay.
It's that close.
Wow.
It's only a minute away.
Wow.
So I'm really thinking that your intuition has already guided where you need to be, babe.
Awesome. You guys are so wonderful. You always keep me – I love getting the transits and where we're at because, you know, we can focus our intentions on that, you know, and have that awareness and use the planets, who is our powerhouse also, as the universe guiding us and just taking advantage of it. So I love it. Thank you so much for you two for your guidance.
Oh, do. And
now,
take advantage of this time.
I'm sorry?
Are you bilingual?
Yeah, I'm from India.
Because that's perfect because the lights are in direct opposition to your Mercury and Sag, which means that you understand more than one cultural reality and you can speak in more than one tongue, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
And with Pluto sitting on your Jupiter in Capricorn, you're going to want to launch yourself in an international forum, okay, where you are dealing with people from all over. So I think in the process of what you're going through right now, the Internet is your friend because everything's translatable, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So I just wanted to share that with you, too. Okay.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I also wanted to tell you one more thing. This summer is really the time, my little Capricorn friend, to put the work in and not worry about the end result. Because what you do this summer sets a strong foundation for your business.
That's
so
already on its way. It's been already there. So surrender mode has been in effect, even more after coming back from the Bahamas on Monday and Tuesday. So my heart chakra is open to receiving all opportunities. And it was a very synchronicity trip. Yeah, so I'm ready, girlfriend. I'm ready.
Good.
Can you do me a favor on the show tonight? Can you say that sentence again?
My heart is open to all possibilities, and I surrender to everything that is open to me and available for me. No blockages. I'm ready.
Love it.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you,
Mom. You
caught me off guard there, but okay. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to listen to the show, but please, I'm going to put myself on mute really quick.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll keep you on.
All right.
All right, babe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amazing woman. We have so many.
Yeah, this is a launch for her.
People. Oh, yeah. I love the angles. They're so enduring, and they're so sincere. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amla / Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Nice to hear you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you need my birthday? I think you guys have it.
Which one?
12/16/73, New Britain, Connecticut.
I know I have you on here somewhere.
9:44 a.m.
Let's try this again.
12/16/73.
Gotcha, I think. New Britain, Connecticut, 9:44 a.m. Found you.
You got it. Yes.
Ta-da.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
What was that?
So did you have a question for us tonight?
I do. Actually, okay, so it was interesting. I met somebody, and he's actually a Taurus. I have a Virgo moon. And I don't know if you could – I don't know what date, the time of birth or where, but I do know –
The exact – do you have the date?
Yeah,
is this the birth date?
It's May 16th, 80.
Okay.
So he's
but
a full
Taurus.
You
don't know where he was born?
He was born in Hartford, Connecticut, but I don't know what time.
That's okay.
Okay.
We can get a general compatibility with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're born on the 16th, both of us, too, which is interesting because the last one was on the 16th as well. I don't know what that's about.
Are you born in 1973 or 1963?
73.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep.
I have so many Annas on here. It's like crazy. It's okay.
Look under Amy.
You know, because you don't.
Look under Amy.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I got it.
Okay. That's what I found.
Now, where are you living now?
Oh, wow. I'm in half an hour west of Hartford. I've always been there since I've called you.
All right. Got it, girl. Okay.
Oh, wow. This is really interesting.
Okay.
Really, really, really interesting. Okay. not everybody has to be the same to be able to be compatible is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yep. Both of you two bring two different things to the table, even though you two have certain qualities that are compatible with each other, but there's certain
yep.
things where you have to remain your independence. I mean, his Mercury trines your Venus. You must love his voice, okay?
Yes.
There's all that his Neptune is conjunct your Sun. So there's all these hits of, like, this is like destiny, okay, that the two of you have
okay.
been brought together. However, there's some interesting parts to this because this is a growing
okay.
and learning experience, okay?
Yes.
His Venus is dead on, almost exactly to the minute, conjunct your Saturn in your fifth house of romance and dating. And his Venus may be conjunct his moon. That's a variable of that day because the moon transitioned on that day. Okay?
Okay.
So, and on the other side of this, your moon is conjunct his Saturn. Okay? On that day.
Okay.
So
okay.
there's a lot of growing and learning and expanding with that Sagittarius Mercury that you have. You
okay.
like, your curiosity is high. You like exploring different things. You like finding out about different things. You're looking
yep.
for your best friend, okay?
Yes.
It doesn't have to
yes.
be that similar person to you, but it has to be that friendship. And
yes.
here again, he grounds you a little bit more, makes you a little bit more earthy, and you make
yes.
him fly. And it's all about respecting each other's space and teaching and learning and growing and opening up to it. So there's a lot of communication that needs to be done. Your
okay.
Mercuries are not quite direct opposition, but they are. Yours is in Sagittarius, and his is in Gemini, about 10 degrees apart, okay?
Okay.
So it's a wide
okay.
orb, but they can easily communicate together as a result of that,
okay?
Okay. So I'm saying
uh-huh.
the communication and the time back and forth, because both of you two have dual signs that give you that duality, okay? So going back and forth in this relationship and not being consistently every day on top of it is going to work well. And allowing it to unfold in front of you, I think, can be quite fascinating. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Wow, Jen,
well,
thanks, Jacqueline.
I agree with
okay.
everything you said, but I have to tell you something that I'm seeing here, which I find totally amazing. With the Saturn activity
yes.
in both your charts, there is a deep respect for each other, which I love that. That is the article
oh.
of a long-term relationship, okay? And
wow.
I really, really love that. And I also love the
okay.
fact that, what was I going to tell you? Oh, his Sun opposes his own Uranus, okay, which I thought was
okay.
interesting. And his Uranus
okay.
opposes your Mars. So you can be spontaneous with each other, which I love that because that makes the relationship come alive.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
yeah. So I agree with everything Jacqueline said, but I just wanted to mention that because I'm like, this is so cool.
Well, it's just so fascinating because, like you know, you don't judge a book by its cover, but there's just something about him that, it was like destiny. I just can't, you can't pinpoint it. You just, there's this knowingness when we first
uh-huh.
met. And I'm, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I'm legally blind. And that's how we met. I needed a ride to a mutual event that we were both going to. And it was through a mutual, the host who had him, you know, check in and say, did I need a ride? And I was all set. I actually went with another person. But he came up to me at the event, and that's how it just, we just started talking. And it was just so magnetic. It was just something that I could not turn off, if that makes any sense. And he's just so fascinating. He's very introspective. I love that because I have Virgo in me, and he's the earth sign too, the Taurus. So I love the fact that he likes going inward and reflection and deep thinker like I am. And, I just really feel at ease with him. But at the same token, at this time, since it's just the beginning of this, I'm a little nervous, and I think he is too. Are Taurus is very cautious?
Yes.
Are they?
Extremely.
They are. Okay. Can you describe a little bit more
about them?
They're
very nervous little creatures. So
they are?
They'll dip their foot in and then run out, and dip their foot in and run out a little bit because they want to test it to make sure that the ground is solid before taking a step.
Oh, that's very helpful. Yeah, because he feels like that right now. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm nervous because I'm like, because the Sag in me wants to just be the go-getter. And I'm now learning how to just be patient and wait. The Mercury's in Sagittarius as well, so more patience is needed, which I'm definitely being mindful of that. So I don't want to push it. I don't want to, like, you know, move too fast or call too much. I mean, I don't know. It might sound crazy, but that's what I feel. Like, I just
take it slow and steady.
What is that?
Just really take it slow and steady.
Okay.
I think it's important for you to be spontaneous and really appreciate the friendship first, because, again, the things in the compatibility that both Jacqueline and I are seeing, this could be long-term. This could be awesome for you. Don't worry so much that it blocks your ability to be creative with this relationship. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Just go with the flow. Say, hey, I was thinking of you today and everything I wanted to tell you. I just wanted to hear your voice, see what you're doing. Blah. You know, you can be lighthearted. You have that ability, all that sad you have, girl.
Well, I appreciate everything. This is just, it's a long time coming. I know I've called you guys before, and I really feel everything is coming. And you guys said that with the Uranus square thing that happened on May 16th. What happened on May 16th? That's his birthday, actually. But what was astrology-wise? Something happened with Uranus.
Now, Uranus entered Taurus about a week
ago.
That
was it. Yes. Okay.
And it hasn't been there in 84 years, so it's a new passage, you know, for many people.
Exactly. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
But at the same time, this desire to be grounded and stimulated at the same time for the Taurus Sun. So I think this is perfect timing.
It never is not perfect timing. It's just a matter of divine timing, right?
Divine timing is perfect.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's so helpful. And, oh, my God, I'm so happy. I'm really happy and at ease with this. So thank you.
Many blessings to you, my dear. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you. Blessings.
God bless. Bye. Nice. How exciting. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 714, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline and Aphrodite. My name is Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Well, your birthday is January 16th?
Yes, it is.
Lovely.
Born in Houston, Texas, 9:02 a.m.
Gotcha. And you're in Orange County, California somewhere?
I am in California right now, yep. Almost 20 years.
I cannot find her on here. I've got too many Jacquelines.
You want a birth information again?
I've got 9:02 a.m. Houston. I don't have the actual birthday.
1/16/62.
Got it. Thank you.
And so, Jacqueline, you had a question for us tonight? Are you there?
That's weird. I promise I didn't touch
that.
Let me type this in, and I'll go back and see if she's called back in. Hold on a sec. Give me a minute. Technology with this Mars and Aquarius energy right now has been a little bit ambitious for me.
I hear you.
All right. Let me see where she's at on the module here. There she is.
Hello.
Are you back?
Hey, you're back. Yes. Oh, sorry about that. I went through a dropped calls area, I guess.
It's okay. I just didn't want to lose you because we wanted to help you out. Okay, you're fine.
I need it.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, yes. I'd like to ask about some compatibility with another Capricorn, January 19th, born in Long Beach, California, at 8:50 a.m.
What year?
1960.
And what time did you say, I'm sorry?
8:50 a.m.
Thank you.
And what city in California?
Long Beach.
Long Beach, got it. Thank you.
Ooh, what an interesting character. What does he do for a living?
Good question.
Good question.
A lot of
oh, bad. Looking at this chart, man, this guy's highly independent as far as his work is concerned.
Yes. Yes. Right now, he looking for a job in the job market. And the thing is, he had an offer for a really great job offer and supposed to start next week, and it was rescinded after the hiring process. And that was just really strange. That was a very strange energetic situation. Are we still connected? Hello?
We're here.
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm just nervous.
Can you hear me?
If I'm in the drop zone or not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the two of you seem to me to be more like twin flames and soulmates. You have an awful lot of similarities, and your energies flow very, very much the same from what I'm seeing here. And Saturn is retrograde, sitting on his Mars right now, and also he's almost in his Saturn return. Saturn's retrograde right now, so that's a little ways off. So as far as his job opportunities and stuff, even if he did reestablish himself in a new opportunity, there's going to be a learning curve is what I think is going to happen. I don't think that's a bad thing for him because I think he'd like some stimulation. So, that's what I'm seeing.
He's the jack of all trades. He knows a lot.
Yeah.
And he's also a little bit maybe, well, I don't know, arrogant in his knowledge. No.
He can be.
The new moon is accessing him exactly. It's opposing both his Venus and his Jupiter in the 10th house of career. And so for that reason, there may be more than one opportunity that comes to him, or he may end up doing more than one job as he moves forward with his new moon. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, he has a job. He has an interview on the 28th of this month. Probability of landing it.
Well, while she's looking at that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the compatibility on this.
Okay.
Because we talk about his career, and the reason why we're so entrenched into his career is because both of you, one of the major factors with both of you is what you do for a living. It's the pole you pivot off of. If you're happy with your work, okay, your life runs good. If you're not happy with your work, your life gets a little chunky, okay? And that's both of you, okay? That's one of the similarities both of you two have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why we focus on his work is because that will help the relationship in itself greatly, okay? He's not going to feel comfortable or confident in himself. And one of the reasons why he gets so arrogant is because he wants to make sure that everybody knows how intelligent he is when he's down, when he's not where he needs to be in his life, which means when his career is not going well, he's going to be more arrogant than what he usually is, okay? That's a little bit challenging for you. However, he does have a Libra moon, and it does sit in your seventh house of marriage and partnership. Emotionally, he's a one-to-one relationship kind of guy. He may be a little brash, a little harsh, but he's also a soft, tender creature. He has a Gemini moon, so you have this duality with him where sometimes he can be a little strong and sometimes he can be a little soft. I don't mind that as far as the compatibility is concerned for you, because you're a highly independent girl yourself. Okay. You have a capability and the knowledge to see the future and the end result of the circumstances. And so when it does come to this relationship, I do think the two of you can get along well as long as you give each other enough space and you look at more of the long-term picture and not get caught up so much in his short-term antics. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree. As far as the compatibility is concerned, his Sun and Mercury sit right on her ascendant in the California chart. That is pretty powerful stuff. And like I said, they both have a lot of independence and they both have a lot of dedication. And I think that that is probably the crazy glue of this relationship. But in the end game, you know, because you are the kind of person that you also like to be sociable and you like to have a little bit of fun, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There has to be time that it's not all about work and it's not all about proving yourself in the world, but also to encourage each other to enjoy the fruits of your labors. Because I think if it goes too far, too fast in either direction, it won't help you to achieve the goals you have and then enjoy the time that you can share together.
Yeah, I agree.
I can step in and be his greatest ally right now. And I know he will step in and be your ally too. See, his arrogance has nothing to do with you. It has to do with having to be in the world and to be a competitive soldier for success. And I understand that. And I think that's great. But you got to remember, his Sun is on the cusp. Okay, he's on the Capricorn-Aquarius cusp. Your Saturn is at 1 degree of Aquarius. So what you could establish together, you can both respect each other working hard, but also playing hard, if you follow me.
Yeah. I'm definitely more of a social butterfly than he. But he's more of a relationship builder, more of a relationship builder than I probably am. So, very well-respected person.
I like the mix. I think the mix is great. And because you're both going through this desire, you know, to succeed with your own unique gifts at this time, this could be a wonderful bonding time for the two of you. I would not shrink from the challenge. I would accept it readily and also at times try to encourage him to use a little bit of his sense of humor. Because he does have both his Venus and Jupiter conjunct in Sag. So, again, to make a little joke of a thing, but if he's really serious about something, step in. You know, you're pretty psychic in your own right. You can just walk in with this. I'm not worried about that. Yeah.
Okay.
But definitely keep us posted, okay?
I certainly will. Jacqueline, my daughter's wanting to try to call you a couple of times, so she's
I know, we keep playing telephone tag. I'm going to try my greatest effort tomorrow to get in touch with her.
Awesome.
I really
am.
We're gonna keep working at it. Sometime tomorrow, I intend to get a hold of her. This week I was in transition, and there was a lot of crazy things, and so she couldn't catch me, and I couldn't catch her when I call. So.
I got it. Yeah, of course. I know how that is.
Tomorrow I'll make the strongest effort possible to be able to talk to her.
Okay. I'll let her know.
Well, many blessings to you.
Likewise.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. That was kind of fun. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Anna again. My birthday, January 28, 73 in Amsterdam.
How are you?
I remember you. How are you,
great
Anna?
Great to hear you again.
Hi. Yeah, nice to speak to you, too. Well, I'm filing for a grievance because I'm working two jobs and getting paid for one, so my union is helping me. How do you see this happening for me? How will it go?
You're in New York now?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. I just have so many Annas on here. See, on the air, we don't take last names, so sometimes it's hard because so many people have the same
person. Yeah, but I'm
going
to
Sorry.
Netherlands.
I gotcha. I know, but I have to go through all the Annas to find you, okay?
Yeah, I heard that you had a lot of Annas before in the show.
Yeah.
Popular name.
It's okay. So we're going to look at you against the new moon. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
With this new moon, I find it quite interesting. Okay, this is a process, correct, that you're going through?
Yes, it is.
This is just the beginning stages of this. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Good, because you're readdressing old issues from the past. This new moon, Mars and the South Node are dead on conjunct. Your Sun and Mercury conjunction, okay? This is all about your rights, what is out there in the public and working for you. So don't be surprised if this gets more public attention than it normally would. There are more people's eyes on this than what you think, okay?
Oh.
I think there's a major transition with this. I do think that this is the right direction for you to go and stay within your personal values and beliefs. It's really teaching you a lesson or a process because all of the Mars and South Node are entrined to your Saturn and Gemini about your values and beliefs. So it's all about staying true to your values and beliefs that are going to succeed to this. And so follow it blindly, even though they may be a little brutal. And again, here, there may be more public exposure and you may get more criticism than you think, okay? Remember that it's all right.
okay?
Yeah.
That everything is going to turn out to your benefit and you're doing the right thing. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think the resolution of the issue is going to happen somewhere between after July 10th, but probably right after the 2nd of October would be the latest. So we are looking at a little bit of a stretch of time because these ponderous planets that are retrograde now will bring the truth to light for you, Anna. And that is what you need. Pluto's retrograde right on your Venus right now. So for you to persist in this, I totally encourage you to do so. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And,
I think you're
going to
have a fabulous outcome, and you're going to set a precedent for other people. I think that's just wonderful.
Do you think I'm going to stay at this job after I get really what I need? Do you think I'll stay here, or do you see me like staying for a couple years or moving on?
What are you doing for a living?
I work in a hospital, mental health care.
I want to say that you won't stay there that long. See, Jupiter's going to pass over your moon in November. I think you want to be victorious in your situation, but I think because this has been a burden on you, when Jupiter goes into Sag and hits your moon, you're going to want to be more free, and you're going to want to work in a place that's not a pain in the butt, okay? You're going to want to expand and... you want to do things a little bit more your way. You need a little bit more of that universal freedom to use your psychic energy along with your credentials in a new way. So I think by the end of the year, you're going to find something that's better for you. Do I think you have to? No. Do I think you're going to want to? Yes.
Do you think my boss is going to, like, not like me after I do this? Because, I mean, it's really not in her power to change, do it, make any changes. She also works for that place.
It's not personal, but she's going to want to protect herself. It's not personal to you, so don't take it personal, but she's going to want to protect her position. Know that too, okay? That's reality.
And what does that mean?
In other words, she can't put herself on the line for you, even though she may agree that you're taking the appropriate action.
Okay, yeah, I don't need her to put herself online.
Right, there's people over her, too. They're watching what's unfolding, okay? There's people over her, they're watching what's unfolding. So, again, I would appreciate her cooperation. I would be very, very pleasant with her. And if she gets in a mood, it could be because she's getting pressure from others, not you. So don't take it personally.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, So, okay, thank you.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will, man. It's great.
All right, well, many blessings to you on your path, babe.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. I'll listen to your show, too. Don't hang up on me. I'll mute myself.
I'll put you back on hold. A lot of integrity. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erico 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you doing?
Doing well, Kay. How are you?
Not too shabby. I can't believe it's already Sunday.
I like that.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like, ooh, here we are. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Hey,
is it Kate with a K or with a C?
With a K. K. March 5th in Philly.
1:29 a.m. Philadelphia, PA.
Yes,
you still live in Philly?
Nope, I'm currently in Brooklyn.
Do you have a question for us today?
I do. I guess I wanted to see if you guys see anything in particular standing out in terms of, I always want to know about work and love, but any particular transits that may stand out that I can take advantage of. I know Mars is about to go retrograde, and I know about this whole new moon thing. There's a whole lot of stuff, but whatever pops out.
This new moon thing comes up in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you. Moon and Pluto, too. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Ooh, we like that.
So, and your moon and Pluto are both in Libra, which is one-to-one relationships again.
Yeah. I love it. John and I are both,
are you
both
hearing
flipping out.
Here?
We're both flipping out.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good.
I'm going to use my motto that I use all the time, because Neptune is conjunct your Mercury on the new moon. If you dream them, they will come. This is all about believing, that beautiful Pisces energy of I believe. Feel that energy, because the universe is bringing you a relationship, okay? Maybe two to choose from, okay? But it's bringing you into that one-to-one relationship. So here again, use your psychic ability. Use that intuitiveness. Believe it's happening. And I guarantee you, you're going to be meeting somebody new here in the future. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. And I want to tell you, it's interesting because your vertex or your electric ascendant is 29, 69, Cancer.
Cancer.
Venus is right on it on the new moon. So if you do meet some, you're going to feel it because this is in your eighth house in the chart where you are now. It is going to hit you so hard. You're going to know it. You're not going to miss it. Don't worry about that. But Venus is squaring your Venus in Aries.
Okay.
You have to realize that when you are not a me and you are a we, which is what you've always wanted, there is going to be an inner adjustment here. There is going to have to be an inner compromise a little bit. I'm just telling you that it is going to be a process and not an event. Okay.
Right.
But I think you could fall deeply in love in this cycle with someone that is really can finish your sentences and can look into you, not at you.
Oh, that's what we want. That's what we want.
That's what we want. Yeah, it needs a direct
with
adjustment.
With that type
it's
of
really
square, what do you think the adjustment would be? Is it like just inviting someone new into my life, period, since it's been so long, or...
Well,
the whole area
is
kind
habitation.
Of selfishness, or?
No, it's going to have to do with your habitation. Now, you're used to living alone?
Oh, yes.
And your Venus in Aries in your fourth house of home, okay? So, again, the territorial thing that might appear here, okay? Because you're used to doing everything. You're solo. You have it all worked out. You try and keep yourself as organized as possible because even though you're Pisces Sun, you have all that Virgo stuff going on. So you're going to have to realize that there has to be certain compromises. It has to be drawer space if they come to stay with you. And if you go to stay with them, that is going to be an adjustment too because you have learned to be territorial to a certain degree. But do I think this is workable? Yes. But I just want to give you the heads up that not to overreact to this, okay?
Okay.
To just be open to maybe, again, going back and forth between the two houses and the things that you do for a while until you can take your bearings. Don't rush it. Every nuance, every chapter, every conversation, every date.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Sounds hopeful.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Well, thank you both so much. Thank you, guys. Enjoy
God
the rest
bless.
Of your night.
We will.
Take care.
Thank you.
I want to keep listening if I can.
I will. Okay. Well, it's 6 minutes to the hour. Want to try and take one more?
Okay.
Area code 201, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
I can't hear anyone. That's weird. Maybe they're just wanting to listen. Area code 201, can you hear me? I'll put them back on hold, and we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Anonymous, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Orlando, and my name is Lori, and I've called in before.
Okay.
Do you want my birthday?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good, enjoying your show a whole bunch.
Are you 5/28/1966?
I am. Wow.
Hey, I found you easily.
All right, well, what time?
Go ahead.
1:52 p.m. El Paso, Texas.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, well, we've got the new moon coming up, and I just had a birthday, so I had a question in my mind, but more than anything else, let me know what I can be ready for. Or what's happening, and I'll be grateful.
Nice.
And what city were you in on your birthday this year, Orlando?
Yeah, I had to work. I was in Orlando.
You sound sad about that.
Because I called in, and I needed to be in the west part of the state, and I couldn't make it.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I hear you. But, you know, it is close to your rising, so use that power more in the public and don't beat the crap out of yourself, because that's really where I have more of the problem is you're more doing the 12th house for your solar return and you're beating the crap out of yourself. Don't do that.
I'm getting a lot of interference. Are you still there? Because I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you fine.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, on this new moon, both of the lights are squared to her. Okay. So this is a time you want to look at the many facets of your life.
Okay.
It's also going to be squaring both your Saturn and Chiron. You a healer?
Yeah, it's in my DNA to just want to heal the world. Oh, yeah. I almost say that unabashedly.
But a T-square like this requires balance. Kind of like energy in a way. Kind of work hard at what you're doing, feel very comfortable in your soul as you address. You've got good communication, gifts, but you're also extremely psychic. With this chart, you could channel anything.
Wow.
So when you're doing your healing work, know you are accompanied by very strong divine forces. I can see it. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
I'm going to say this about it. Live your dream, okay? Because this is all about living and being what you want. So it's about recreating everything this year. Your solar return moon is conjunct your Neptune and your personal values and beliefs. And a lot of times with that Mars in Taurus, you get stuck in the actual actions. And this year, Mercury is conjunct that. So it's about keeping that positive thought, making those changes in a creative way, and knowing that there's always another way to get around anything, okay?
And
keep on moving towards your personal values and beliefs. That's what it's all about, is staying with what you truly believe in and setting a new foundation. And I think this Gemini new moon can give you more optimism about that, because Venus is going to be conjunct your Jupiter. Venus is conjunct your Jupiter for your solar return, and it brings that great benefit to all that you believe in this year. Okay, so remember that have the truth and stay within the truth, no matter whether it's giving you the direction you want or not. Let it go when it doesn't go the right direction, okay?
Yeah, no, that's great advice. I was just having a hard time at work because we just got a new boss, and I snapped myself out of an attitude doing just exactly what you're talking about, just kind of rolling with it and not getting into the emotional knot tying that I usually do. I grew up around a really negative family who did nothing but insult me out of pure jealousy. And it's not that I'm, you know, down on myself. Just I always got insulted because I was a very different grain growing up.
Right.
Well, and here again, follow your truth is what I'm going to say. And don't listen to any of that and go, you know, let them figure it out on their own eventually.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I've done. I'm estranged from them for like 8 years because I just want to live a healthy life. But that kind of stuff is hard to wash out when you've had it, you know, for 50 plus years. I'm not giving excuses, but I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
You're making tremendous progress.
You're doing fine.
Okay. One quick question. Thank you.
That's good.
You don't see a job getting better for me or a new job or a better situation at work? I work with some really catty ladies.
Well, the new moon can bring new opportunities to you.
Okay.
But at the same time, whatever lesson you're learning now, you're going to need to that new.
Okay.
We are learning now, you're going to remember that. The next time you approach a career change, do it much more with surety, with definition. It's just going to be a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bide your time. There's several planets retrograde, a few more retrograding. Look towards the fall and the early winter for the big changes.
Mm-hmm.
For right now, ride the wave.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Will do. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Well, blessings
Thank
to you.
You. Okay. Blessings to
Have
you,
a
lady.
Sweet
night.
Thank
Have
you.
A sweet night. Thank you. You too. Thanks for all your help for everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We still have a number of people on hold and waiting. They said they wanted to listen to the show. So tell them how they can reach you, Jacqueline.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, and we want to thank all of you that call in and to our show. And Jacqueline, bless you so much. I'm glad you're safely in your space this summer. And we'll talk to you next Sunday night. You guys have a really great week.
Have a good week. Goodbye.
God bless. Bye.